Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Have you ever met any cool celebrities? Have not. But I have met Jake Epstein from Degrassi. Oh, and I used to go to church with MC Hammer.
What?
Yeah.
Way to just like throw that in at the end.
Hello, and welcome to Millennial TV's first ever listener Q&A episode. As always, we are your hosts, Candace, Liz, and Adrian, and we have gathered question submissions from you guys via Reddit, Instagram, and email, and we're diving into all of your must-knows. Thank you guys so much for listening and submitting your questions. We truly appreciate and love you guys, and we are so excited to do this episode for you, and even more excited to continue this podcast with Laguna Beach Season 3 coming this August. So firstly, we just want to thank all of you guys seriously for asking us questions, and it wasn't just a shout into the void.
Yeah. We were worried.
Super awesome. So we're super happy to do this, and we think it's going to be a lot of fun, but I just wanted to shout some of the people who submitted questions. We got questions from Carolyn Blades, who is actually Miss Liz's mom. So we're going to say hi. She's our biggest fan. We love her.
We love you.
My best friend, Kelsey, who you all know and love. She also submitted some questions for us, as well as Liz's friend, Katie. And then we also have some users via Instagram that submitted. And I'm sorry if I butcher your username. Maz Messer, Cassie J. Campbell, Jill Badlodo, shout out. She's amazing. You should follow her if you don't already. Nicole Sue and Billy94Z. We also had some random ones submitted. So thank you so, so much. And we're going to get into it. So the first one, which I think is super fun, but it was, who was your first boy band crush and did you see them in concert?
I'll go first. I think my first and only boy band crush was Brian from Backstreet Boys. I still love him. So, and I did see them in concert many, many times. And I got to see them a couple times with my mom, which was awesome. And yeah, BSB for life, baby.
And I, when I was a teenager, I like kind of missed that wave of like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC because I was like very young at that time. So mine was One Direction. I love myself some Baby Niall. And I saw them when they came to Vancouver. I don't know if I told this story on the pod yet, but I got tickets on Craigslist that ended up being a scam. And me and my best friend were super like paranoid about buying tickets through Craigslist anyway. So we like devised this like scheme to figure out whether it was a scam, which we figured out it was. And we actually brought the person who sold us those tickets to juvenile court.
Whoa. So that's awesome.
That's awesome.
I'll tell that story for another day. But yes, I did see them in concert because we ended up getting real tickets anyway on the day of, but not before we were scammed like $300.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
See, wow. I'm like so afraid to buy tickets because of that. Like, just people are so awful.
I'll tell you what we did after. And like, we actually like thought we like foolproofed ourselves, but we did not, clearly.
I was always an NSYNC girly. I loved JT. And I also liked Lance Bass.
I thought he was so cute
back in the day.
I still think he's the cutest.
Yeah, and I never saw them in concert. back then, my parents were like still like trying not to let me listen to secular music. So concerts were like not a thing in my life. So I was never really like a big boy band person. I liked like singer-songwriter boys like John Mayer. Not John Mayer, but like John Mayer.
Wait, so who?
Do you guys remember Teddy Geiger?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I was obsessed with Teddy Geiger. And if you know, you know. But Kristen was in his music video.
Yes.
For mm-hmm. For You I Will, which yes. Still the most romantic song to a high school girl. I'm just saying. But I was obsessed with him. He had like flippy, like hot boy hair. And I wrote out the lyrics to For You I Will and put them on my bedroom wall. And I had like Teddy Geiger and hearts. Like it was like a real thing. And I never saw him in concert. Funny. But one of my really good friends did, and she came back and was like, he was a dick. Because she, like, actually got to meet him and, like, aww, have him sign something.
Oh, no.
And she said that he was so mean to her. I at that point, I was like, I can't love him anymore. Aww. But I will say his first album was amazing. And I loved it, and I still listen to it. And that's all. So the next question is, tell us about your hometowns and family dynamics.
Interesting question. I'll go first. So I was born in Malaysia. I lived there until I was about 10. And then I moved to Vancouver, Canada. And like, I mean, I would count both of the cities, like the towns I lived in, as both my hometowns, because I've been there for such a long time. But like, they were very different. In Malaysia, very tropical, very lush. Like the life was so different. I feel like I lived like in a jungle. Like, aww, there were like snakes in the backyard, like just like a very different life. Where I live in Vancouver, it's like a town called Coquitlam, which is like kind of suburby, but it's not small by any means, but it's also very close to nature. So like we also live next to like a forest basically with a river. So I feel like that at least never changed for me. But in terms of family dynamics, I've talked about having like an older sister a lot on the podcast. So she's 7 years older than me, which totally meant that when we were growing up, she was like totally my mom. And she would be like, you can't watch Family Guy, like that's bad for you. So I remember having to like sneak watch Family Guy when she was in the shower because I didn't want her to know. And like we fought a lot when we were like teenagers and kids, just because of that dynamic. Like we were close, but we also fought a lot. And it wasn't until we were like in our 20s that we like looked at each other as like friends more than like and sisters, right? So like we have a very good relationship now, but we definitely like fought a lot when we were younger. And my mom, I mean, I feel like she knew I loved her and I knew she loved me, but we just like always argued. Like we just had a relationship where we always argued. And there was a time where I like lived in a different city for a little bit for work, and when I came back I was like, mom, did you miss me? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, really? Even though we fight so much? And she's like, yeah, I miss having someone to talk to.
Aww, so I'm like, so sweet.
I feel the same way. And then with my dad, I feel like we have a pretty like typical immigrant story in the sense that like we came here, like my parents wanted my sister and I to have a better life, so like they moved us to North America. But after coming here, a lot of Asian parents or like immigrant parents actually find it very difficult to like get jobs here, because like the jobs that they were doing in Asia or their like home country don't translate to the same experience in North America, even though it just like isn't viewed that way. So my dad basically immigrated back to Malaysia for a majority of like my teenagehood or like childhood and worked there, like fully lived and worked there. Like he would come to visit us once or twice a year and we would visit him like in the summer times where we had school holidays. He lived there for a majority of the time, you know? So like we were a family, my parents were together, but we just like never were together all the time.
That's so crazy that your parents were together and they spent so much time.
I know.
Apart.
Yeah.
And I realized that now as I'm growing up that it's not normal, but I say it's a typical immigrant story because like so many of my friends had the same kind of dynamic. So like to me, it was totally normal growing up and I didn't even like think twice about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Very different.
Very different.
And I wasn't sad about it either, like as when I was younger. Now looking back, I'm like, I wish I had my dad here all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you didn't think about it when you were younger.
I guess like you kind of stop yourself from going down that road because then you would just be like really sad all the time.
Yeah. Right.
So like we kind of made it okay, but it's not ideal for anyone.
Right.
It sounds sadder than it is. I'm fine, everyone. I go to therapy. But it is what it is, right? Like, I understand. You moved to a different country. You didn't think that you had to give up your life, basically. Mm-hmm. And, like, work is such a – and career is such a big part of your life. Yeah, that's why you see a lot of immigrants, like, end up coming here and doing just, like, very entry-level jobs or even, like, taking, like, custodial jobs because they were doctors or, like, PhDs or graduates or whatever in their home country, and that's just not viewed the same.
Crazy. Yeah, North America. I've actually heard that a lot. Like, it's just different, and you have to like kind of take the jobs that come to you.
Yeah, because you won't get hired anywhere else.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's a really interesting question. Like, thank you, Kelsey. This is a really fun question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I grew up in Santa Clara, California. I went to high school in Cupertino, California. They're right next to each other. It's a really odd little like three city space, like San Jose, Santa Clara, and Cupertino. They're all right next to each other. And Cupertino, if you don't know, is where Apple was invented. So I went to high school literally across the street from the Apple campus. And there are like streets named after like Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. It's pretty cool. It's like cool. The one claim to fame. And if you have an iPhone, your weather app always has Cupertino as one of the options because that's where it was founded. So really cool. But yeah, I grew up there. My parents were really religious growing up. So I the kind of religious where you go to church every single Sunday and also Wednesday night Bible study and Tuesday night, whatever. Mm-hmm. And basically church is your entire life.
Yeah.
So that was me growing up. I was best friends with my dad growing up. Like I had the kind of relationship that most girls have with their moms, with my dad. So I could tell him anything. He was my best friend. We would do daddy-daughter dates all the time. They were like my favorite thing in the world. And then I have one sister. She's 14 years older than me. We are friends now, but it took us literally like my whole life to get there. Just because we were in very different places growing up. Like, obviously, I was born when she was a freshman in high school, so I can't imagine how irritating that would have been. And, like, you know, I was a little brat. So I definitely, you know, one of the stories that my sister always tells, just to tell you guys about our relationship growing up, I don't remember how old I was, probably like 5 or 6, but my sister was sleeping one morning, and she started smelling her perfume. And she had just stocked up on it because it was her favorite perfume and they were discontinuing it. So she had bought like a bunch of bottles of it and she started smelling it in her sleep. And she was like, why am I smelling my perfume? Well, 5-year-old me was making potions in the sink. And I had emptied all of her stocked up perfume bottles discontinued into the sink. And was making potions. And my sister was really mad. And she asked me why I did it. And I told her, it wasn't me. It was Crystal. And I told her you were going to get really upset. And she wouldn't listen. Apparently, Crystal was my imaginary friend that I used to blame everything on. I don't know. And so my sister tells me that story all the time. And I always feel so bad. Because I'm like, that's so mean. I would have been so mad if it was my perfume. But, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of age difference. It was like she was like almost an adult and I was like having imaginary friends. So but like now we're super close and yeah, I mean, we're good. My sister's still pretty religious. I am not. I was kind of the black sheep in that way. I was like, I just want to go to school dances and do musicals. Like that was that was me. That's what I wanted to do. So that's what I did. I was in theater all 4 years of high school. I did community theater a little bit afterwards. I thought I was going to be a famous actress. That didn't work out. but yeah, that was me growing up. Yeah, that's all.
Well, I grew up in Michigan and we live.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like outside of Detroit, like 30 minutes outside of the Detroit area. And my parents got a divorce when I was really young. And I have a half brother and sister on my dad's side. So my sister is 11 years younger than me. So there's also a big age gap with us. And then my brother, he's 30. So 6 year difference. Yeah. So I split my time up between my parents, like pretty much my entire childhood up through high school. And my family was also very religious. We did all the church stuff. My uncle was actually the pastor of our church. And then like my aunt played the piano and my other uncle was the choir director. And it was just like,
so, you know, church life.
Oh, yes.
You know, having to leave the sleepover at like midnight because you have church in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I can't come to the Super Bowl party until it's almost over because I had to go to Sunday night church. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
All that type of stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I have a really good relationship with both of my parents still. Me and my mom were always super close and we still are. I don't think a day goes by that we don't talk to each other and we live like not even a mile away from each other. So it's really awesome.
So cute.
And
I know, yeah. I love it.
And my dad, I'm pretty close with my dad too. He still lives in Michigan. So, you know, we get to see each other like once or twice a year. And yeah, my sister, she's just turned 25 and she actually had a baby like a little over a year ago. So it was tough too of like growing up, like that age gap definitely was there, but sort of the same thing with you guys. It's like once she was like a teenager, it was like, we're friends now, you know.
Except you were the older sister.
Yeah. I was the older sister. Yeah. So I babysat her and my brother sometimes. So I was the babysitter. But I loved doing that. Like, it was so fun. Me and my best friend growing up, like, whenever my dad and stepmom wanted to go away, like, on a date night, we'd be like, we'll watch Dan and Ashley. Aww. And, like, we would have so much fun. Aww. So
what a good older sister.
I know. My sister was like, no.
I think the fact that I didn't live at my dad's house full time probably helped with that. Yeah. I was only there, you know, I was there every other weekend and then I'd go over on Tuesdays and Thursdays after school. So I wasn't there like 24/7 with them. So
yeah,
I think that helped the annoyance of little siblings.
My sister used to like refuse to take me anywhere. And all I wanted to do was like go hang out with her. Like, aww, that's all I wanted. I thought her friends were so cool. I thought she was so cool. And all I wanted to do was go hang out. And I remember one time she was going to the mall with her friend Tawny and I was like, I want to go. And she was like, no, like, ugh. And my mom was like, Cedra, just take her one time. And I got to go to the mall with her and Tawny. And I thought I was so cool, like, aww, with teenagers, like at the mall. Mm-hmm. And Tawny bought me roll on body glitter from Bath and Body Works. And my sister was like, so mad. She was like, don't buy her anything. And Tawny's like, no, she really wants it. And I thought I was the coolest with that roll-on body glitter. I literally would put it like on my shoulders and like on my chest. Like,
yeah.
That's so funny. You're like, my older friend bought me
this. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Tawny bought me this and she's a teenager. like 4 years old with roll-on body glitter. Ridiculous. And I'm like, what did I think that like boys were gonna think that like I naturally like glittered or shined?
Yeah,
like
what did you just wanted them to look at your like décolleté?
Yeah,
I'm like my collarbone glitters. Yeah. So bizarre. Okay, what are your current hopes and dreams for the future, and what were they in high school?
God, you guys are deep. This is too much.
Oh, this is intense.
I mean, current hopes and dreams is just to, like, get married, have kids, and just, like, raise a beautiful family. And, like, I don't know. That's kind of, like, the dream for now. Of course, I want a successful career, too. But I feel like I'm at a stage now where I'm just, like, I want to focus more on, like, the personal and less work. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say hopes and dreams is more to, like, have a beautiful family. In high school, though, if you would have asked me, I think that's definitely when I was like, you know, just going to university and like starting work. So I would have told you like to be like a successful businesswoman. That's what I would have said.
I love you. A successful businesswoman.
A successful
You're just like, so like
successful in whatever I wanted to do, basically, is what I wanted.
Successful businesswoman. Like Kim Kardashian.
She hadn't entered her businesswoman
area.
Yeah. Or I would have totally wanted to be her.
In high school, my biggest dream was that I wanted to be an actress or a singer. And that was like my biggest dream. Kelsey and I actually auditioned for the Glee project.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
We sent in an audition tape for the Glee project. Needless to say, they didn't call us. But I always said that that would have been the perfect job for me. Like, cause they get to sing and they get to act. And I mean, I'm not a dancer, but I would have figured it out for Glee. And yeah, that was my goal. Now, honestly, I don't think that I would have enjoyed it. I don't think that I would have, like maybe if it was the kind of acting where I did like low budget stuff and like didn't have to be famous or like didn't have to, like I can't see myself wanting to be on a red carpet or.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like I don't want to have to be put together all the time. Like I'm happy like not being that. Like it makes me sad when I see like the Kardashians or like Taylor Swift out in public and the paparazzi like will not stop.
Yeah.
They don't have any semblance of a normal life. And I don't think that I would have enjoyed that part of it. Like if I mega famous.
Okay. I was going to say like, that's the extreme, right? But like, right. If you like, were just
but that's what I wanted when I was in high school. Like I wanted to be that, you know, level of fame. That like famous. I wanted to be, you know, whatever. But now I'm like, oh God, that like sounds terrible. Like, I don't think that I would enjoy that. But yeah, like if I was doing like low budget films and nobody really knew who I was or cared. Yeah, I think I would still love to act. I was really passionate about it. It was the first thing I felt really good at in high school. So I would still love to do something like that or something to that effect. But I just, you know, you get busy with life and other things. But nowadays, I think I really enjoy being in the healthcare track. I really enjoy that kind of stuff. I do think I want to go for my LPN nursing license eventually. I'm a medical assistant right now, certified, but I would really like to be an LPN at some point and yeah, get married, have kids, and traumatize them the way that I was traumatized. And
I was going to say not traumatize my kids.
You know, give them some payback. No. But yeah, your basic average dreams now. I mean, I do really love my job and I love being in the healthcare industry and that kind of stuff. But also I would really like if I could do podcasting more or like something to do with entertainment more, I would love to do that. I really like pop culture, reality TV. That's my thing. So I would love to do something even more involved than this podcast, although I love this podcast to death. But yeah, that's my spiel.
In high school, I would say that my hopes and dreams were to move to Hollywood and become a editor on movies. So I'm proud of myself that like I did that. Like I did go to Hollywood by myself and I went to school for editing and I did the whole thing. And so even though I'm not editing like major motion pictures or whatever, but like I'm still in the industry and my husband, that's how we met, and he does that too. So I think that's really cool that it's like not quite to the level of like achievement of like, I'm going to get nominated for an Oscar for editing, but like we're doing it and we're like making a living doing it. So, you know, that's cool.
It is freaking cool.
Yeah. I consider myself lucky to still be able to live in California at all doing that sort of thing. But I mean, right now it's like the hopes and dreams really is just like helping my kids succeed, you know, just like achieving their hopes and dreams. Hopefully, like I can help them do that. That's like my main goal,
I'd say. What a good mom you are.
I know. Is that what's going to happen?
I know.
Probably.
It's not our hopes and dreams.
No.
It's their hopes and dreams.
Okay. I still have hopes and dreams for myself. Like, I would also love to expand doing more like podcasting things like this and just like branching out into the not just like the editing, like for ad agencies and stuff like that. I would love to do more creative stuff and, you know, just like get our names out there and just like, you know what I mean?
I do.
You did talk about that on your New Year's resolutions this year.
Okay. So I actually been pursuing that a little bit.
Ooh.
I'll have to tell you guys about it later, but I have a crazy family story that I think would make a really good podcast. It's
oh
like
God.
A Dear John situation.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like, it's very crazy. And so I've been like taking the steps to like talk to all my family members involved in it. And then like, I'm kind of going to start branching out to like other people that I didn't meet, but know my cousin who this whole thing is involved in. So
I will so listen. I love shit like that.
I know.
I'm going to need your guys' help on it.
Yes.
Like, once I start like recording and doing things like that. Oh, but like, I really, really want to like,
oh my God, yes,
pursue that for real. So
is it like a true crime thing or is it like,
no, it's more of like, so long story short, one of my cousins who I was very close with all my life, he made up a whole nother life for himself and disappeared from our family and made himself a whole nother personality.
Make this podcast because I need to listen to it.
Oh my God, Liz.
I'm like already hooked. Oh my God. I love shit like this. I'm so excited. Yay, so good. Liz.
Yeah, I love that.
Anyways, my one hope and dream that I hope to achieve in the next 5 years is I really want to go to Tokyo Disneyland. So that's on my that's on my list, my big bucket list. So yeah, let's make that happen.
What would you say your high school experience was like and who were you in high school? I think like prep, goth, theater kid, jock. I was a theater kid. I don't want to say that, okay, I wasn't popular, but people knew of me. You know what I mean? Like, because I was in theater, like, they're like, oh, you're the girl in the place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that I was popular. I did have different groups of friends, and like, everybody's, like, you know, you go through seasons in high school. So like, you know, you're friends mm-hmm. with this group and then you're friends with that group. So yeah, but I mean, I think I had a really good high school experience. I never had a serious boyfriend. My longest relationship in high school was a month and a half. So I always wanted to be the girl who had like the boyfriend who was going to take her to prom and stuff. Didn't really happen. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I had a really good experience. I loved doing high school theater. I wasn't coordinated, so I didn't do sports or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, it was good. I had friends. I didn't really get teased. And it was a pretty good experience.
Sounds successful.
Yeah, it was yes. successful. Yeah, graduated and everything.
I was very studious in high school. I feel like you would expect that looking at me or knowing me, so that doesn't come as a surprise.
I want to be a successful businesswoman.
Now I've realized how lame that sounded when I answered that last question, and I wanted to revise my answer so many times once I heard you guys tell yours, but I'm like, I'm not going to do it. But in high school, yeah, like I got good grades. I talked a lot before about being so shy that like I never really like dated people, but it also just like wasn't interested. Like I had crushes, but like I never dared to like take that next step and actually like tell that person that I liked them. That just wasn't like dating and having a boyfriend just like wasn't in my high school experience, which I greatly regret today, like now as an adult, but I don't think I could have convinced my younger self to like even have dated back then. Mm-hmm. But I wish I could, but I know I can't. But who I would like, I played a lot of badminton in high school, and whoever thinks that's a lame sport, I challenge you to go play some badminton in an indoor court because it's actually so like it takes so much stamina and endurance to like play. And I like was so competitive in high school. I played so much. I was the captain of my badminton like team. I wouldn't have called myself a jock, although I did win like top female athlete of the year in like grade 11 or 12 or something like that. So like I was good at sport. I just don't know if I would identify.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Myself as a jock. And yeah, like I stopped playing badminton, which was such a big part of my identity in high school, that like it was a total shift once I got to university just because I didn't have that anymore. And like even the group of friends that I hung out with totally changed because I stopped playing. And the sad thing is that like I still enjoy playing, but I'm so embarrassed to like pick up the racket today because of how bad I am now compared to how good I felt. Aww. Like back in high school. So like I'll play occasionally and I'll get winded in like 10 minutes now. Whereas in high school, we would play for hours And so that's why I'm like, it really did take a lot of athleticism to play. I just didn't realize it when I was in high school, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I was a big badminton person in high school.
That's cool that that was a sport you were able to do. Because like, I've played badminton, but never like for, you know, competition. So
it was really like cool. Big here. Like people, like we played in school, we played at a club level. Like it was intense.
That'd be fun. My high school experience was fine. So my high school was actually kind of different. It was three high schools all on one campus, and we would actually walk in between the high schools for classes. So like the different high schools would like specialize in different things. So like one of them had more of like the theater stuff, and then one of them had more of like the math and science and things like that. So I technically had one home school that I graduated from, but I attended classes in all three of the high schools.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it was because of that, I felt like it wasn't super clicky because there were so many people. There still were like, you know, the football players and the cheerleaders and stuff like that. But I never felt like these are the popular kids because there was no way that I could possibly know everybody.
Yeah. Was it one high school with three buildings or three high schools?
Three separate high schools. So like the high schools would actually compete each other in football and stuff like that. Like we played, like I played softball my freshman year. And so we would play the other high school, but you know, I would go to classes in that school. So
interesting. How did you pick which school like you went to?
I didn't pick. It was decided by where you lived in the city, basically by like the city
the catchment
lines or whatever. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was very much like a community college type campus feel. So when I did go to community college for a year after high school, I was like, oh, this is easy. Like it was exactly the same as high school for me when so many other people were like overwhelmed by it. Mm-hmm. So I guess that was a good thing. But I was very much like, I liked to dress like I lived at the beach in high school. Like I was like, I wanted everything from like PacSun. Like that was my store. Like Roxy was like my favorite brand. Oh my God,
I can totally see that.
Billabong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billabong. Yeah. The shell necklaces, like all that stuff. And yeah, I had a boyfriend like my whole senior year of high school, but I didn't date anybody aside from that really. It was fine.
It was fine.
I wouldn't go back to high school.
See, I would if I could go back knowing everything that I know now.
Yes.
I would.
Yeah.
But if totally. I could, just had to go back, no. And like live that again, no. But if I knew everything, I would be so different. Like I would try out for everything. I would not like think about what other people think about me.
And ask that boy out. Who cares?
Yes.
Exactly.
And like I literally would be so scared to like do certain things. Like in eighth grade graduation, you could audition to sing the national anthem. And I like wanted to, but I was so scared that I never did. And the girl who sang it sucked. And I cut that out because I don't know. But I don't even remember who it was, but I just remember it was, I was like, I could sing better than that.
Oh my God, and keep like, that in.
Oh, yes.
Who cares?
But, true. I don't even remember who it was. But yeah, I would try out for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, same. Who cares?
Yep.
Who cares?
I agree. I would have loved to like be in theater and be in drama and pursue all that. But I was also like too scared to do that. Like when you're not in that world, it's so like intimidating to like enter that world because all the drama kids are like so expressive and they're so good. And they
all
sing.
Know each other already.
Yes. And they're like, so why are you here? You know, because they all want the part and you're just walking in. You know what
totally.
I mean? Yeah, I totally get it. I got lucky because I like infiltrated in like freshman year. we had like beginning drama. And if you took the beginning drama class, you like kind of infiltrated in with the like older kids who were like in the advanced drama classes who did like the after school stuff. So like it was easier. I mean, I was terrified my first day of advanced drama because I like everybody was older and I was like a sophomore and I was like, oh my God, this is terrifying. But you know, if you're in a class with those people, it makes things easier. So I can't imagine like just going and auditioning for something without knowing those people.
Well, I also, so like you had to take drama class to like audition for the shows in my school. And I did take it in middle school, but when I went to high school, I was like, Mom, I want to take drama. And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay. So like, I fought a lot with my mom, but like stuff that hurt my parents would tell me, I'm like, okay, I'll listen to you. And like, I wasn't mad about it, but now I look back and I'm like, damn, I wish I had done it.
Yeah.
But that's why I was like, if I'm me now, I would be different. But even if me now told myself back then to do it, I don't think I would have done it because I would have just like listened to my parents or like, you know, not have done it. So
yeah,
I would still go back to high school though. Things were so much easier back then.
I know. They were. True. And I miss like not having to work to maintain friendships because you see each other every day.
Totally.
Yep.
I miss not having to work.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Same.
And then like, I don't know, your whole world is high school. So like one thing happens and it's like the biggest thing ever for like a week. And then the next thing happens. I don't know, I like, I sound ridiculous. I miss the drama of high school. You know? All right. This is a fun one. Favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie of all time is Spaceballs.
That sounds like Liz.
Wait, I don't think I know what that is.
Okay, it's the Mel Brooks movie making fun of Star Wars and Star Trek and other things. Yeah. Me and Kyle are huge Star Wars people, but Spaceballs was always my favorite movie growing up, and so I like to make people mad and say that Spaceballs is the best Star Wars movie. But no, yeah, it's hilarious. I have watched it 1,000 times, and it's funny every time.
Candace, you go first. I gotta think.
Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour. I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
You're fired.
I know. I had to say it. I'm like a romantic movie person. Like, that's my dream day, is to just like sit in bed and cry over romantic movies. That's like my dream day. And like eating chocolate covered strawberries. Like, I love it. So, okay. Favorite movie of all time. I don't know if it's that, but like it is my comfort movie and my go-to movie whenever I'm sick or sad or having a bad day. It's Ever After.
Oh, I love that movie. I've been seeing that in forever. Oh my gosh.
Literally, I have a poster, the movie poster, hanging in my room because I have always loved that movie. Whenever I was sick, it was like always on TV for some reason, and it was just like so comforting. It's like the worst movie logistics wise, like everybody's British and they're supposed to be in France. Drew Barrymore has the worst British accent. Like, it's so bad. The prince is like legitimately like 40 years old. He's supposed to be like 19. Like, it's not good, but it's so good. Like, you know, like I just honestly, it's like, it's just my comfort movie. I literally probably watch it every other week. Like, I really honestly
still,
yes, I love that movie. Like, I really do, and I don't. It just makes me feel good, even if it's just on in the background. Like, I don't necessarily sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
But even if it's just on in the background, like, I really just that movie. But, like, honestly, all romantic movies. Like, I love the classic ones from the 2000s, A Walk to Remember, The Notebook. Mm-hmm. There's a movie that came out recently, which the book is amazing, but the movie is also really good. Me Before You.
I haven't watched that one yet.
It is so good. I sobbed my eyes out at 2 a.m. when I finished the book. Little Women, obviously, I love that one. And The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, like, I'm a romantic movie person, so.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, so in high school, I loved, like, I rewatched the same movies over and over again. Also, maybe because we had DVDs back then and you only had a certain number of movies to watch over and over again.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I loved like Aquamarine, my High School Musical, A Walk to Remember was on my list, and also Hairspray and Mean Girls.
Oh, I love Hairspray.
I don't watch those as much now just because I've like watched them so many freaking times. Mm-hmm. But I would say, like, a movie that I always put on from time to time, and it's just, like, a feel-good, funny movie. I like comedies, like, you know, comedy, romantic comedies, all that. I love Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's so funny.
That's a good one.
I love Get Him to the Greek, which is kind of a spinoff.
I don't like
Sarah
that
Marshall.
One.
I love that
I don't
that
like
movie.
That one
it's
because
so funny.
It's too centered on, like, Jonah Hill and Russell Brand. But, like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall is more Kristen Bell, and then also, like, my God, what is her name? Mila Kunis?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I, like, love Kristen Bell a lot in that movie.
That is one that whenever we see it on TV, if there's nothing on, like, that's another one that we'll just leave on in the background.
It's
Forgetting
so funny.
Yeah, I love that movie. I love the Dracula play.
Yes.
It's so good.
And there's, like, just enough of Russell Brand where he's not, like, it's not too
much.
Because he is insane.
I mean, yeah, but I really enjoy Get Him to the Greek. That's like one of those movies that I can quote like non, like I just think it's so funny. Like, and P. Diddy being in it is like so funny. Like, granted, I know he's a terrible person, yeah, now, but I like, he was so funny in it. Like, I don't know, that movie like has a special place in my heart. I saw it in theaters with a couple friends, and like I didn't think I was gonna like it, and I was cracking up the entire time. So that's like one of my like, that era of comedy, like Knocked Up and like all that kind of stuff, like mm-hmm. I was never Super a huge bad. Fan of Superbad. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of those yep. movies, so like I was like, I'm not gonna like this movie, and I was like dying laughing. So I don't know about what it is about it, it's just, it's one of those movies. But I love that you said High School Musical, Adrian.
Oh my god, I love that movie. I watched it over and over and over again. 1, 2, and 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was in High School Musical 2 for the stage.
Who were you?
I was one of the Sharpettes. I was one of Sharpay's little, yeah, little tagalongs.
You sang awesome. Fabulous?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it so much.
I'll have to send you guys pictures. It's funny. You'll be like, oh my yes. God. Please. All right. This is my favorite question. Did Adrian run her half marathon?
Yes, I did. It happened at the beginning of May. I ran the BMO Vancouver half marathon, and I had trained for 4 months for it. I felt like so ready going into it. And they always tell you, like anybody that runs, they tell you never to start like super fast to begin with, because you don't want to like mm-hmm. burn yourself out. But our route was like downhill for the first like 12K, I feel like. And I was like feeling good. I'm like running faster than I usually do. And I totally burned myself out like midway. And the last half was like kind of uphill. So like it was such a battle to get through the last half. And I was so hungry because I don't think I ate enough like beforehand. Cause like I had always trained kind of like mid morning on the weekends when I did my long runs, but the race started at 7 a.m. So I was like,
yeah,
you know, just like not used to the time. And totally felt like passing out at kilometer 16, but
oh my gosh,
I finished it. I'm so proud. Would I do it again? Like my first thought was like, I would never freaking do this again. But I think I will. I think I'm gonna work on like getting faster at shorter distances first. But yeah, like doing the half marathon was actually a lot of fun. So anyone who's thinking yeah. about it, you guys should do it.
Do it.
No,
so fun.
It's like you. No, you'll feel so good. Like
you'll feel so accomplished yes. at the end. Yeah.
Physically you feel good and you feel like you're like accomplishing your goals. You're setting like mm-hmm. like achievable goals for yourself. So like it feels
yeah.
awesome to do it.
That's awesome.
And actually I would run a full marathon only if I like got into one of the major like 6 races. But all of those are only like you only get in if you're really fast, which that's not me. Mm. Or you do like the lottery system.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Where, like, if you get picked, that's when you enter. So I'm going to do it, and if I get picked, that's the universe telling me that like I should run that marathon. So
that would be so cool.
That's what I told myself anyway.
Yay, Adrian. Katie actually asked for podcast recommendations for a road trip. And Katie, I have been thinking about this since I read your question because I love podcasts to death, but I don't know if you're a true crime person or not. But if you like true crime, there are so many good ones. There's the Scamanda podcast, which is about a woman who faked having cancer, and she actually, it's like so intense. It's like there's so many layers. It's very, very good, super bingeable. I Love Something Was Wrong, which I've said before. There's a bunch of seasons, and you can kind of pick and choose what story you want to listen to. I've listened to almost all of them at this point, and all of them are pretty okay, but I think season 1 and 3 are my favorite. And then I just recently binged one called 3, and it's the story of Skylar Niece, who was murdered by her 2 best friends. And I know a lot of those, like I've seen a lot of content on her story, and that podcast actually like delved into it really well. So I really enjoyed that. But if you're looking for like a fun podcast, obviously Millennial TV. But if you've already listened to all of our episodes, I like recap podcasts. Like if you like Boy Meets World, there's Pod Meets World. And for Dance Moms, there's Back to the Bar. Also, Abby Lee Miller has one that she just released. And obviously, Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven. But I love that kind of thing. And I like hearing from cast members and people just kind of speculating on that stuff. So that's my suggestion for podcast recommendations.
I have been listening to one, if you're a theme park person like I am. This year is the 25th anniversary of the opening of Islands of Adventure, the theme park in Florida. And there is a podcast called Recalled to Adventure, and it's a bunch of interviews with people who basically created the theme park. So like show producers and writers of the little movies that you see before you go on the ride, and the people who basically just all the people who put the theme park together. And it's fascinating. It is so, so cool. So I'd recommend that one. But I've been listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan Needs a Friend, and I love him. He is so funny. Yeah, his celebrity interviews are really good. I've listened to the Will Ferrell one recently and Adam Sandler. He did one with Carol Burnett that was really good. But he also interviews just like regular everyday people. Like anyone can apply to like, I want Conan to interview me. Wow. And so he'll just like, yeah, it's really cool. So he'll just like pick and choose people that sound interesting or have like weird jobs. And it's very, very cool. It's funny. Like I feel like I don't ever really like laugh out loud when I'm like listening or watching to something by myself, but to his podcast I do. And then I feel weird because I'm like by myself laughing, but it's so good.
That's when funny. It's like really funny and really
good. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I also love like recap podcasts. So I listen to Pod Meets World a ton and Girls Next Level. Like I literally listen to those two when they come on every single week. There's a running podcast for anyone that's interested called the Running Channel Podcast. and then instead of watching Dateline on TV, just cause I don't have cable, I listen to it on podcast
form. I do too.
So yeah.
I actually love them.
Pretty good, yeah.
I think they literally rip it straight from like the TV show.
I think so.
So a lot of the times they're like, pictured here is blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I can't see anything, but I'm like, whatever. Like,
there's a lot of true crime shows that actually do the same thing. Like they have a podcast version. They just rip it. Yeah. And I mean, I don't like certain ones because I think it sounds really cheesy, like when you're just listening to it versus watching it on TV. Mm-hmm. I like the ones that are like investigative journalists who are like doing a deep dive. But yeah, I have listened to the Dateline ones.
Well, for those investigative ones, if you want to binge it on a road trip, I would suggest Serial Season 1.
I just listened to that.
It's so good.
It's very good.
It was the first podcast, I feel like, of its kind in that genre. And I listened to it so many years ago and it was so good. Like the case is interesting. Christina, I forgot her last name, is like a really good host and a really good journalist. So like wonderful podcast.
I just listened to that because we had 2 days with no patients in the office. It was like work days, so I always listen to true crime when I'm doing like my paperwork. And yeah, I just binged it like Monday and Tuesday. It's funny that you said that. I literally was looking on Reddit for true crime podcast suggestions because I've listened to a lot.
It's so good.
And I'm running out. So yeah, I listened to that one and it was really good.
And for those of you listening, it's about a girl in high school is found murdered and everyone suspects that it's her boyfriend, Adnan Syed, except his defense is literally like, I don't remember what I did that day.
Yeah.
And it sounds so ridiculous, but I guess like in high school, when in a small town where there's not allowed to do, like every day does look the same and you don't actually remember like what you did 2 weeks ago. So it's really hard to figure out like whether he did or didn't, but you guys should take a listen. It's really good.
It's really good.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever met any cool celebrities? I am just going to go first and I'm going to say I have not, but I have met Jake Epstein from Degrassi. And that is my claim to fame. And I also met Nicholas Brendon from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He plays Buffy's best friend, Xander. For all my 90s kids, I met him at a Comic Con. Well, it wasn't Comic Con, but it was a convention. And he was super nice. Yeah. And then Jake Epstein I met. He was performing in Spring Awakening, a traveling cast. And I saw him in San Jose. And I met him. And I talked to him about Degrassi. And he looked at me like he didn't want to talk about that. But that's okay. but that's my subject statement. Oh, and I used to go to church with MC Hammer.
What?
Yeah.
Did you see him like every weekend or was he like not really
No,
there?
I saw his family more than like I saw his wife and his kids more than I saw him. But yeah, we wow. went to the same church.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Way to just like throw that in.
At the I know. I completely forgot about that. It's like Kelsey's favorite story.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
The only reason I started my Instagram was to post this photo of a celebrity that I met. And that was Shay Mitchell at a Holt Renfrew in Vancouver. It's kind of like Nordstrom in America. My sister and I went there to just like shop around. And then we saw her and I was like, oh my God, is that Shay Mitchell? And my sister's like, yeah. And so I like went and I think she was like fighting with a boyfriend that she was with at that time. It looked like there was some tension there. And it was not Matt Babel. It was some other guy. But I went up and I was like, can I get a picture with you? Well, I was like, are you Shay Mitchell? And instantly she was like, yes. She was so nice though. But like her persona totally changed. She took a picture. She definitely like, you know, had her good side showing in the photo. But yeah, she was super nice. And she's always in Vancouver, but I never see her. Supposedly Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are always here too. But yeah, never seen them.
So living in LA, I've told you guys a little bit of like stories of like just like running into random celebrities and stuff like that. And we go to a lot of conventions where we meet celebrities. But my favorite one that like just happened like organically was when we were living in LA in the city of Silver Lake, we kept hearing rumors that at a certain bar that Jeff Goldblum was randomly doing jazz sets where he would come and like play the piano. And it wasn't like confirmed, like it wasn't like on this restaurant's like website or anything like that. And so we were like, let's just go and see what this place is all about. And so like we went one night and he was there and he played a 1-hour-long like piano set. And it was really cool. And so afterwards we went up to him and we asked for a picture. And it was so funny because like, I remember I got in the picture with him first and he's like, oh, hi, you know? And then after Kyle took a picture, we asked for somebody else to take a photo of all three of us. And when Kyle was coming in, he was like, oh, even better. Like when Kyle was coming in to get the photo with us, because he was like, oh, hello to me. And then even better to Kyle coming into the photo with us. He was very like charismatic. It was cool. And it was just like one of those like crazy Los Angeles things that happens of like, oh, we heard the celebrity might be at the spot, and then he was, and then we got to meet him and he was really awesome. Cool. And
that is really cool. I'm so jealous of everyone living in LA because it sounds like you just like spot celebrities everywhere.
Yeah, it really is like when you least expect it though. Or like we would go to a lot of just like random movie screenings or like little film festivals and stuff like that, and then like suddenly somebody's like sitting two seats down for you to recognize. So like that happened a lot. And but we wouldn't like go and say hi to them all the time. I'd just be like, oh my gosh, there's so and so, you know. But we had to say hi to Jeff Goldblum.
I don't blame you. If you could have dinner with a celebrity, dead or alive, who would you choose? Taylor Swift, done.
Done. Oh my gosh.
And it requires no explanation, so
no. That's a hard question.
It is.
The first person who comes to mind for me is Mel Brooks, again, the director. He's just like my idolized of a director person. So Mel Brooks or Rick Moranis. I love Rick Moranis.
Hi. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I love pop culture, but this question is difficult because like I don't know if I like have one celebrity that I want to meet so badly. High school me would have said Demi Lovato in a heartbeat because I loved her so much, but I don't have the same love for her anymore. But in the same realm, I feel like it would be really cool to meet Miley Cyrus because she seems really nice. Yeah. Like she seems like a really nice person. And she seems genuine in that, like, she would want to get to know you and not just, like, spend the whole dinner or whatever, like, talking about herself, as totally. Bad as that is yeah. to say. But, yeah, like, she just seems like a really cool person. So
I agree with that. She does seem pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's had so many different eras and, like, you know, of her life. It's just she's very interesting. I love her.
I just want to go to Taylor Swift's apartment and hang out with her and her cats and, like, eat, like, her homemade like chai cookies that she makes and
skin her alive and put it on my face and I just want
to oh my god shut up oh my god no
I just want to live in her apartment and live her life and have no. Travis Kelce as my boyfriend.
I mean, who doesn't want Travis Kelce as their boyfriend? He's like stacked, my dude. Like what? He's like,
I think a lot of people, my friend.
Oh, Adrian,
like, no, really.
Your life would be so much better if you just embraced Taylor.
If I just, like, gave in?
Yes. If you just listened to me. So that is the end of part one of our listener Q&A. We talked way too much because those questions were amazing and super in-depth. So we will see you back here for part two next week. Thank you for tuning in to Millennial TV. If you like what you hear, we do this every week, so please subscribe or follow anywhere you podcast. We love hearing from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us at millennialtv@gmail.com. That is millennialtev@gmail.com. We also have an Instagram. We are Candace, Liz, and Adrian, your Millennial TV hosts, and we will see you next week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.